Maynard Meyer for Q92, and with us on the line today we have Doug Wolverton, who is a familiar name to a lot of folks around the Q92 listening area, because Doug's a graduate of Black Pearl Valley High School and been doing quite well in the music industry, playing his horn as things are progressing here. And Doug, welcome back to the airwaves. I had you on a while ago, but it's been a while.
It's been a while, but it's so great to be back, and thank you so much for just taking the time and to chat today.
When did you graduate out of Black Pearl?
I graduated in 1999.
Okay. That doesn't seem like that seems like a long time ago, but it really wasn't. But you've done an awful lot between that time and today. Tell us what you're up to right now.
Well, 1999, you know, doesn't seem so far ago, but it you know, when you add up the years, you realize, okay, you know, it wasn't just around the corner. But I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of graduating from Black Pearl, and the class that I graduated with is such a great group of guys and girls, and we just, you know, it was a good team. But now, you know, fast forward to the present, I'm actually currently touring with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, you know, one of the legendary guitarists of the era, and super honored and grateful, and we're touring all over the U.S. With his new record that he's got out called Dirt on My Diamonds, and I'll be touring part of the band now and part of the horn section, and we're going, you know, we're doing a European tour as well, so it's things have kind of really been exciting, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and anybody who's really into guitar playing definitely is, but tell them, what kind of music does the band do?
So Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the band, we play, like, I would say definitely blues, but blues rock. It's kind of got, you know, a crossover into the rock world as well. You know, he's definitely known, he kind of, at a very young age, released a record in 1995 called Ledbetter Heights, and it was a platinum-selling record. And then again in 1997, recorded the Trouble Is record, which was a platinum-selling record and was the number one song on the rock charts. Was his kind of featured song Blue on Black, and that was like a huge. Like I said, it was number one in the rock and the music charts, and it just kind of exploded his career, and, you know, has, you know, the blues roots for sure in all of his records and that rock sound. And we also have a former member of the Stevie Ray Vaughan band, Chris Layton on drums, who's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. So it's like playing with, you know, some of the Stevie Ray Vaughan band, which is really special for all of us. And I think I answered that question.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I saw a little video somebody had posted on Facebook a while back there of you doing a solo there. Sounds great, and I can tell you're having a good time.
Oh, it's so fun. You know, it's cool that he added horns to his band, you know, because he would go out as like a five-piece piano, bass, drums, guitar, Noah singing, and as well as Kenny on guitar. It's actually at six, but... yeah, when he added the horns, which was a good sound, and kind of it brings that explosive kind of power to his sound. We were super grateful, and it was kind of a neat story too, how this happened. Cause this is all new, Maynard, within, I would say, the last 3.5 weeks. I mean, I always say to all ages whenever I'm talking or kind of just explaining my career is that, you know, you got to be careful for what you wish for, because, you know, you put your mind to it, it can happen. And, you know, the exciting thing is, you know, I was looking kind of at the back track of my career, and, you know, out of high school, I went specifically to Northern State University to study with their trumpet professor there. His name is Dr. Grant Manhart. And the reason I went there is because I wanted to have a certain sound, and he was just, you know, he's an amazing player, an amazing teacher. And so I went there and graduated, kind of figured out a bunch of stuff on the trumpet and just things I needed to do to become a professional. And then I joined the legendary Roomful of Blues band in 2008. And that fast forward, I was in that band for about 10 years, meeting a lot of people and in the blues world, and they opened the doors for me at a, you know, meeting a ton of people and kind of establishing a name recognition in the blues world, just for myself as a trumpet player. And, you know, they, I don't know, just kind of back history on Roomful, they're a grandfather blues internationally known touring band. They were the original Blues Brothers band. Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi were touring with this band in the 70s to kind of try their comedic skit that later became the movie. They had just left Second City Chicago. Roomful was the hot band, and they, you know, started touring with Roomful. And there's a famous story in the Rolling Stone magazine written about why Roomful kind of abandoned ship, but and that's kind of another funny story. But just to kind of give you the sequence of how this all came about, the, you know, that band has so much history with, like, Stevie Ray Vaughan and the the Fabulous Thunderbirds. So it was like the Thunderbirds, Roomful, and the Stevie Ray Vaughan band. They're kind of, they were all working together and helping each other out, get their sound in different parts, because, you know, the Roomful was the New England band from Rhode Island, and Stevie Ray was like a Texas band, and from, you know, so they were just kind of working together, and it was really neat. So fast forward to, I would say, 2018, I resigned from Roomful because I joined Victor Wainwright and the Train. And, you know, I just kind of was ready to just keep my career moving forward. And so I saw Victor Wainwright, and I was just like, this guy is just, it's just a whole amazing energy on stage of, like, this blues boogie-woogie kind of funk sound. And so he hired me to be a part of his band. And then in 2019, we were sitting at the Grammy Awards, you know, because he and us were nominated for a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Record of the Year. So I was like, wow, so that was pretty cool. And Victor, then we started touring a ton all over the world. And again, opening doors, meeting people, networking constantly. That led to meeting this guy, Mark Pender. And for those that don't know that name, he's a trumpet player, formerly of Bruce Springsteen. And he resigned from Bruce's band to join the Conan O'Brien Basic Cable Band. So if any of listeners watched the Conan O'Brien show, he was the trumpet player that was like, start a show playing that high note, and then Conan would hit the, you know, his hand down, and then he'd play the note to end it super high, and just became a TV sensation from just, you know, being on television every day. Well, our paths crossed just throughout the years, and his name was mentioned. And in 2018, when Conan, I think, came off the air, he joined Kenny Wayne Shepherd's band. So I'm touring with Victor, he's touring with Kenny Wayne, and we would cross paths playing similar and same festivals. Became, you know, super friends and listening to each other play and supporting each other. Well, he just gave me a call, you know, beginning middle of January of 2024, saying that he was going to resign from Kenny Wayne Shepherd's band because he had some other cool things that he wanted to do, and asked if I would be interested. So I was like, heck yeah. And so, you know,
didn't have to think about that too long, probably, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. It was difficult, not because I didn't want to tour with Kenny Wayne, but because, you know, I mean, Victor Wainwright has been so loyal and such a great person and, you know, leader. And it's like, you never want to burn any bridges. And it's like the hard part about accepting the job was, you know, we had already had contracts, you know, into the new year, and having to juggle and kind of make it all work out. But I'll be honest, man, like, it just all worked out. And so I called Victor and said, here's the situation. Here's an opportunity for my career. And of course, he was just like giving me the hugest hug over the phone and supportive. And the whole band, the Train, they were just so supportive of this career opportunity. And obviously sad for change. Change is always difficult, but, you know, it's, if any one of us got an opportunity like this, we would support each other. And so I took the job, and I'm so grateful, and thanks to Mark Pender. I mean, that's a super fast story, but it's just like, you never know. And I guess back to what I originally said, be careful for what you wish for. I mean, I had, since high school, been dreaming of showing up to shows in a, you know, brand new tour bus, and getting off and you know, off the bus, and then, you know, having crew and just playing huge venues, and you know, it's like, I feel like, wow, it's happening.
Yeah, I remember back in the day watching you and being entertained when you were in the, I believe, in the Lac Parle Valley, the jazz band in the school there.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some heck of a good rapport there with everybody at that time. And we knew you were going to, you know, do well. So, you know, don't sell yourself too short, because you had a lot of talent there right from the start, and a lot of, you know, everything that you've done there. Everybody around here is pretty proud of you.
Well, thanks. You know, it's funny, as I was talking to Dale Lean yesterday, because he's, you know, asked if I'd be interested in coming out this summer to play with the Appleton Jazz Band. Mm-hmm. The Bob's Big Band, I think,
right,
is what they call it. And we're trying to go through our schedule and see if I can make that work, and I'm definitely going to try to. And it was just cool because, you know, he was, again, just so happy to see what's happening on my social media and the Kenny Wayne job, and just how exciting that is. And, you know, what I told him, and I want to share it with you too, Maynard, is like, through when we, you know, moved to Appleton in, it was 1995, I think it was. I was a freshman in high school. You know, the whole community, Appleton, Madison, Dawson, all the surrounding communities, you know, you guys are all so supportive, and we're supportive of me and my family, and we just, all the musical things that we did, you know, like as a, you know, whether I was playing bass in the high school band, Meal was the name of our band, or like through the high school jazz band with trumpet, or anything I was doing with my father.
Put a stop you there real quick. We should mention your dad is Paul Wolverton, which a lot of people know around here.
Yeah, my father, Paul Wolverton, who started the Swift County Concert Band in Appleton, and I think, you know, the jazz band that's now Bob's Big Band. But it was like, you know, he had his small group that we would play with my brother and myself on bass, and it was just neat because, you know, whatever ensemble I was playing with, you know, everybody was so supportive and encouraging. And so it made me want to be better. It made me want to practice. It made me really, like, feel supported to continue on in a career and a successful career of playing music. And I really credit the growing up in the rural Minnesota area. I mean, that's where I consider home. That's where I'm so grateful. Like, we played a show, Austin City Limits, a couple weekends ago, and Tom and Ann Fernals were there. And it was like, the support, I mean, I've stayed in touch with them. They're like second family. I mean, we've all stayed in touch, and they've, again, been so supportive and encouraging. And it just was like full circle of, like, from beginning to now. And, like, it was just neat. It was, you know, it was emotional, and it was just a really, again, I'm so grateful to be from Minnesota, where I established and learned a great work ethic and, like, a great, which I hope is great, personality, and just someone that people like. And I really credit to you guys and all the country Christmas shows we perform at the Prairie Arts Center. I mean,
yeah, I played bass guitar for about 10 years of that, and I got to know your dad pretty well through all that, and you, and that was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, so much fun. So just, I'm so grateful. I mean, it's just all about the connections and the support, and just from even back in my high school days. And I just want everyone that's listening, and you, Maynard, to know thank you for your just continued encouragement and support.
Well, glad everything's going well for you there, Doug. We do want to put in a plug for you. You're going to be, if anybody, they want to see you kind of in the neighborhood here. Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band is going to be at the, brought up the information on my phone here, Mystic Lake Showroom, Prior Lake, Minnesota, on Saturday, April 13th, which is not too far off. And I see there are still some tickets available. It says limited seats available, so be a good idea to get online and get tickets. But I encourage everybody to head over that way and take the opportunity to see you, because I see you're also going to be in Prestonburg, Kentucky, Buffalo, Michigan, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and Pennsylvania, and New York, and West Virginia, New Hampshire. So you're getting to see a lot of the countryside.
Yeah, and we got shows in California. And I just got to say, last weekend, you know, one of my bucket lists that I never knew was going to happen was we performed at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, which was like, it's one of the most legendary rooms in the country. I mean, from the artists that have performed there, and so to step foot on that stage and do a sold out show to like over 2,300 people. There was actually so many people that wanted to come to that show, they actually added seating to that room.
Well, that's a cool old building there too, and a lot of you get in there, you just kind of have a good feeling of all the great things, the great artists that have performed there in the old Ryman Auditorium. That's a neat place.
It was so cool, and I don't know how much time we have to talk, but I can share a really cool Garth Brooks story for you if we have time.
Sure.
So the guy, I met the production manager of the Ryman Auditorium, and it's called the Mother Church because it's an old church, and it's had several different kind of, it was the Grand Ole Opry for a long time.
Yep.
Before the Grand Ole Opry moved. But so the production manager's name is Les, has been there for 35 years, and he said that one of the great stories he shared with me was one about Garth Brooks. And Garth Brooks, obviously we all know him as the huge, famous, big, one of the, probably the biggest name in country, if not one of the biggest names. And he said, Garth would never want to play at the Ryman because he didn't feel he was good enough to be on the stage with all the legendary, especially country artists that have performed there. And he was just kind of like nervous because they were reaching out to him, and finally his management said, you should really do this. And so Les called, the production manager called Garth Brooks and said, hey man, like, we would really like you to be here. Obviously, you deserve to be here. It's this is your house too. And he said, Garth was really nervous. So Garth agreed to do an acoustic show there. And he said when he set up and the crowd was, there, he did not sell tickets underneath the balcony. So just the balcony and from the balcony seats forward to the stage, because he wanted it to be really intimate. He didn't want people under the balcony to not be able to see and hear. So he kind of made it a small, intimate thing, and he was so nervous, apparently. So he starts the show, and then it was like he stopped, and he started talking. And he's like, you want to know the first song that kind of inspired me? And he plays like a cover tune, and he talked about it. And Les was saying it was so amazing and magical because Garth went from what they thought was going to be a performance of just songs to talking about his life and his career and being so nervous, and just to see him kind of like be the Garth Brooks that we all know, like on that stage. And he said it was so amazing, and they got to hear about his life and his inspirations, and he played some songs, of course. And he said, I wanted to write this famous song that everyone would sing, and it was one of his huge hits. Anyway, it was just really neat hearing all those stories of the people that have performed there, and then to be there and play a show and just kind of look out, it was definitely a dream come true, and I'm just really excited. And I think, Kenny Wayne Shepherd's going to definitely continue to check off those dreams, because he's definitely a big enough artist to do that.
Definitely. Well, again, Doug, congratulations on everything. Things have worked out for you there. It's great. And as I say, we're pretty proud to have you as our representative out running around the countryside there. And if we can get you to come back here and play a show or two, we'll certainly publicize it here on the radio. So keep us posted.
Definitely will. And thanks for having me on the air. And again, I brag about Madison and surrounding towns all the time. And again, so grateful. And thanks for taking the time to talk today, Maynard.
Very good. Appreciate it, Doug. Thank you. And we'll hopefully chat again real soon. Hopefully see you in person.
That sounds great. Thanks again, and have a great day.